Ned Donovan, how are you today?
I'm pretty good today. My world kind of rocks.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Okay. I feel great.
Good. Well, good. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. I'm Arielle. As I said, that's Ned. And today is Thursday. It is March 28th, 2024. And Ned, your world rocks. And could it be because of this tip that you're about to tell us?
Sure, we could go with that. That's a fun little, like, yeah.
I'm just trying to make transitions, okay?
Trying to get a good transition. You nailed it. So here's my tip. Most calendar apps have, like, a time-to-leave function where you get an alert that's like, hey, if you leave now, you're going to make it to your event right at the start. This is a bad feature. This is a bad feature because it implies you don't have to walk to your car, walk to the subway, commute, get inside the building to the office room. Like, it assumes that all you have to do is start moving right now, and the moment you stop moving, you will be at your event, which means you are probably going to be late if ever you rely on that system. So, schedule travel time onto your calendar. If you're going out to a dinner, put a little block on how long it's going to take you to get there. If, for me, I go to auditions, and I have to add travel time or else I will be late to my audition all the time. Put travel time on your calendar. This is also important if, like me, you use your calendar to find times where you're doing tasks. This will stop you from scheduling yourself to do something when you actually need to be traveling. So it is vital to me that if you use your calendar to track events, that you also track the amount of time it takes you to get there.
This is going to be game-changing for me.
It's huge.
This is huge.
I used to be late to everything because I would wait till the little alert popped up and then I'd be 10 minutes late every time.
You know, I have done this here and there, but I have not made it a standard practice. And from here on out, it will be a standard practice for my calendar.
Oh, I'm so glad. Let me know how that goes for you in like 3 weeks.
I will. And we'll check in.
Yeah, check in.
All right. Well, have a great day, Ned.
Thank you. I hope your world rocks, Tip and Dale.
Thanks. We'll talk about that another time. Bye.
Okay, bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.